Hey, and welcome back to the Fat Man Little Trail, the podcast. We are on episode 5 of the Great Southwestern Road Trip. I know there was a little bit of a technical issue in episode 4. Not sure what caused all the clicking on the mic. But that is, I guess, what happens when you are in different spots recording every night. So episode 5, we're going to talk a little bit about hiking in the Phoenix area. From an outsider coming in, I've got to tell you that I didn't love hiking in the Phoenix area. Part of it was because I was an outsider and I didn't exactly know where to go and what to do on those hikes. It's broken down what I found, and I could be totally wrong about this, but what I found coming in as somebody who is just trying to find stuff to do without living here is that it's broken down into kind of 3 major parks where the most popular trails are. There's the South Mountain Preserve, which gives you a Mormon Pass and a National Trail, and Fat Man's Pass, which is really popular, kind of known around the hiking community. There's the Phoenix Mountain Preserve, which has the Camelback Mountain in that area, I believe, although I didn't see Camelback, but I think I was in the right spot. And they had Papago Park, which was completely packed, so I couldn't even get into that one. We'll get into that in a little bit more. So I wanted to do Camelback Mountain because that's kind of the iconic mountain to climb in the Phoenix area. But when I looked it up, it said that Camelback Mountain requires scramble, and we've talked about before, I couldn't do any scrambling. So what I did is I chose another trail, which was the number 302, the Freedom Trail. And the Freedom Trail kind of goes around the whole base of the Phoenix Mountains that are in the park. First thing first, I got to the park at about 6:15 this morning, and the sun wasn't up yet. I think sunrise was around 6:45, 6:50, somewhere in that range. So it was just starting to get light out. And I had to park in the third auxiliary lot. By the time I left about 3.5 hours later, 3 hours later, there were people parked all along the road and people lined up to try to get parking places in there. So granted it was a Sunday, but it was just really, really popular, really crowded, on this hike. The hike itself, if I would have gone to the peaks, I think it would have been a little bit more enjoyable, but with that scramble, I couldn't do it. So the 302 hike walks around the base of the mountain, Pesqua Peak, is the name of the mountain that it kind of circles. And the trails that I found in this park were really hard to walk on. They're really rocky. Some of those rock, you know, not like little pebbles, but like big rocks, and then, you know, like a medium-sized rock, like kind of like you'd put in for landscaping, like that size of rock, where when you step in it, it shifts all underneath your feet. And it really became kind of like an ankle-breaking, knee-breaking hike, because every time you'd step down, you would shift, your ankles would move and bend and twist and all those things. But the trails were very well-defined. It was like kind of half dirt with big rocks sticking out. A lot of times you were walking on the bigger rocks, the jagged pieces that were coming up, or you were into this gravelly rocks, which made it a bit of a challenge. The other thing I wasn't really clear on when I picked this trail, I need to do a better job of looking at these trails, first of all, and I understand that, but when I chose the Freedom Trail, I chose it because it didn't have scramble and it was at the park. But it ended up being about 6 miles, 5.9 miles, and all told, 1,240 feet in elevation gain, because you had to climb up two peaks, basically. There were 2 main elevation gain areas. You could take this trail. I took it counterclockwise, so I kind of started out and went down. I didn't go to the summit peak first, which I probably should have, and I probably would have on the way if I ever do this again. But going around to the, I believe it was the, oh, I'm not even sure. I'm gonna say that it was the north side of the mountain. Let me look it up here real quick. So bear with me. So yeah, going around, so you start out going east and then you head up to the north. So when you start, you're going east, and then as you start to head up north, you're going to have to climb a hill that is pretty legitimate. You run into grades in the 30s, a couple of 40s right there, consistently in the 20s, and you're going to gain basically in 1 mile, you're going to gain 500 feet of elevation gain, it looks like. So, this is all according to my All Trails recording, and I know it's not 100% accurate, but they do pretty well. So that was a pretty big elevation gain there. And then what you do is you're going to come back around the backside. As you're on the north side, you're going to come around the back facing west, and you're going to kind of sink back down the mountain. And then you're going to end up going to the summit trail, which is going to take you back up the summit from the backside. So again, this is another quick little trail where you're going about three, looks like about 4/10 of a mile, and you're gaining again another 400 feet of elevation gain. So as you're going counterclockwise, you're really at the very end going to hit that big elevation gain to get up to the summit trail. Now you can continue on that summit trail to get to the top of the Phoenix Mountains, which have a peak at about 2,500 feet. I decided not to do that. It was really, really crowded by that point in the day, and I decided to come back down. And the trail was an old road that had broken up. So it was really uneven, and there's a ton of people coming up and down it, and it just got really crowded, and the footing got really rough trying to make your way around the people and the big chunks of concrete or old road, and made that really a challenge. The second part of the hiking day for me today is after the Freedom Trail, I tried to go to Papago Park to do kind of a simpler hike, but it was completely backed. When I went there, it was lines to get in, cars backed up trying to get into the park. Another one of those feelings where I'm wishing that they had either more parking or more options of where to go hike. Especially, it's spring break and spring training, so there's a lot of people down here who are like me, who don't really know where to go and which hikes that they could do where there'd be a little bit less of a crowd. Because I couldn't get into that park, I decided to go, and as my name is Fat Man, I needed to find the Fat Man's Pass, something I had heard about for a while now and was looking forward to attempting to get through it. I'll get to that in just a second, but I made my way over to the South Mountain Preserve. To get up there, you can either take the National Trail or the Mormon Loop, and they kind of combine into the two trails combine into one loop. So climbing up was pretty brutal. Overall, the trail was pretty brutal. It was 6.5 miles, took about 3 hours, and almost 1,350 feet of elevation gain. Again, really rocky terrain. This time it didn't have the loose rock. It was just the jagged rocks that you're going to walk across mixed with the dirt trail. Now, the problem I had with the Mormon Loop is I think the Fat Man Pass for people who are coming out here on the hiking tourism tours are looking for that Fat Man's Pass. They are looking to find, something that's really popular. And there was absolutely zero signage that told you how to get there. So what happened was after climbing up a very steep, 30 to 40, it looked like there was a 70 there, but a 30 to 40% grades, hike to get started, you come up to where there's the Mormon Loop or the National Loop, and you have to choose if you're going to go on the northern flank or you're going to come back on the southern flank. Well, there was like no signage at all for Fat Man's Pass. I asked one person, they said go left. One person said go right, and then the second person said go left, so I went left. And that took me on a very brutal loop around the entire park. So what could have been a 2 mile walk to get to the Fat Man's Pass ended up being a 6.5 mile trek. It's usually not that bad, but it was a really warm day. It got up to about 89 degrees, and there's absolutely zero shade on this hike at all. And since it was my second hike of the day, I was a bit dehydrated, and I know that's my fault and nobody else's fault. But it would have been nice to have a little bit of that signage to point me in the right direction. They had signs, but they called it the different things. And maybe Fat Man's Pass isn't as popular as I had once thought, but by the time I did find it after checking with a few different people, there was a group of about 8 of us who were walking around looking for it. And by the time we did find it, that group had grown, and there were about 10 to 12 people there trying to find the Fat Man's Pass. I did make an attempt, a very, very valiant attempt, that got me close to 6 feet in through the pass. This pass is insane. It is about maybe a foot wide at its widest point, and there were a bunch of skinny folk that were coming through there, and they were just walking like it was nothing. There was this little dog that went through it, like he was like, "I don't know what you guys are complaining about." And then the fat man tried to get through, and of course, being the fat man that I was, I couldn't get through because obviously I was a little too wide, but I also created a bit of a backup where people wanted to see if I was going to make it or not. Unfortunately, I didn't, but we had quite the audience, and the videos are on my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok accounts, all under Fat Man Little Trail, except for on Twitter where it's Fat Man Lil Trails, LIL Trails. It was still a really fun experience to try to make it through. When I saw, walking up there, I thought that I had a chance, but then when I saw it, I knew that there was no real chance at all that I was going to make it up there. But it was still fun to give that a go. And make it, like I said, about maybe a foot, 6 inches, foot, maybe 2 feet. I don't know. I'm being generous. I did not make it very far before I was stuck between a literal rock and a literal hard place. But the experience was good, and I just wish I could have gotten there a little bit sooner. The two hikes today did wear me out pretty good, though. There is something about the Arizona sun that is just, I mean, in Colorado is sunny, and where I live, and the hikes can be brutal with the sun, especially in the summer, but there's usually shade somewhere. But out in Arizona with the sun beating down on you, and then the dirt all being kind of like this brownish sand color, I feel like it's reflecting the sun back at you. And the sun was just very intense and something that I wasn't altogether prepared for. But how can you really be that prepared? I know some of the people who lived in Phoenix, the residents, were talking about how wonderful of a day it was, but I could have gone for it to be about 40 degrees cooler. But you live and you learn. Like I said, I think the difference is in Colorado, there are so many options to hike. There are so many little municipal areas and little open spaces and state parks and county parks. And granted, I don't know all that much about Phoenix. And there could have been all that stuff, but being an outsider, it was really hard to find that. It kind of every all the information I was finding was pushing me to these three parks. And I wish that I had a little bit more information to go on and could have made a little bit better of a decision. The hikes were good. They were good. They were really challenging. They were great workouts. Everybody who was on them seemed to be in great shape. I think the people down here are, because it's so hot, are in better shape overall than in a lot of places in the country. So I think that's also why they're used to getting to the trailheads at 6 a.m. because they want to get it done before the heat of the day really kicks in, which makes sense why it was so busy in the first trailhead. Overall, like I said, that the rocky terrain made it a bit of a challenge. It was tough on the ankles, it was tough on the knees. It was doable. I mean, I saw people of all ages and skill levels. If you pick the right trail, it was definitely doable. Would I come back to Phoenix and hike again? I like Northern Arizona so much more that I don't know that I would make a special trip to come to the Phoenix area to hike. I think that I would spend more of my time in Northern Arizona. And again, I'm probably going to have people from Phoenix tell me that I just did it all wrong, which I totally believe is possible. I wish I could have found some of those more remote trails that might have led to a little bit of a better experience. And I think once I get rehydrated a little bit, I might have a different mindset tomorrow. But just kind of first glances at it, I wish there was a little bit more options and a little bit more information out there for the hiking in Phoenix. I guess that's all I can say about that. I am worn out. I will say they are physically demanding trails and they take every bit out of you and they're fun. But they're a challenge. So they are not for the weak at heart. So if you're going to come down here to hike, make sure you know what you are getting into. But I think that'll pretty much wrap it up for episode 5 here of the Great Southwestern Road Trip. For the first time on the road trip, I'm staying in the same place 2 nights in a row. Feels really weird. I feel like I should be moving on again, which I will be doing very soon. But for today, that is going to wrap it up. If you like hearing about the exploits and the random thoughts of a fat man who likes to hike, please hit the subscribe button. You can also follow me on all my social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. I don't do very good at the TikTok. I'm very, very 40, and it's very, very obvious when I try to post things on TikTok. But I do, have some good stuff on my social medias. And also you can find all the information on www.fatmanlittletrail.com. And I hope you keep coming back and listening. I will keep putting these podcasts out there for you. And like I said, if you enjoy it, please hit the subscribe button and we will go through this journey together. I hope to see you on a trail soon. And until then, happy hiking.